Representative Thomas Massie blasts federal mask mandate. Congress never passed a law requiring masks on planes. By Hannah Blow on September 21, 2021. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, blasted federal mask mandates on Tuesday, reminding the American people that Congress never passed a law requiring masks on planes and concluding that such moves are not the markings of a sustainable form of government. Congress never passed a law requiring masks on planes. It's a directive from the executive branch. This is not a sustainable form of government, the Kentucky Republican said Tuesday. Massie's remark comes 1 month after the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, extended its current order, requiring individuals on public transportation, including on commercial flights, to wear masks. The original order, which took place in February, was expected to expire May 11, but the TSA extended it to September 13. Then, last month, the agency extended the forthcoming deadline yet again, well into the new year. As of this report, the mandate will not end until January 18, 2022. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, is extending the face mask requirement for individuals across all transportation networks throughout the United States, including at airports, onboard commercial aircraft, on over-the-road buses, and on commuter bus and rail systems through January 18, 2022, TSA announced in an August 20 press release, adding that exemptions for travelers under the age of 2 years old and those with certain disabilities as well as civil penalty fines will also remain in place. Then, during his divisive coronavirus speech this month, President Biden announced the TSA will double the fines on travelers who violate the federal mask mandate. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect, he said. As a result of the changes, individuals can face a fine of up to $1,000 for their first offense. The amount increases to up to $3,000 for further violations. In August, Federal Aviation Administration said there had been thousands of incidents over mask mandates with passengers. In June, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called wearing masks on public transportation a matter of respect. Massie, who has spoken against both forced vaccine mandates and masking, condemned House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, over the summer over a new masking rule. It's a fight that's going on all over America, Massie said in a July appearance on America's Newsroom. They are going to do this to our kids, they're going to do it to our soldiers, and they're going to do it to you at work. They're going to make you wear a mask even if you're vaccinated.